So then you decided to come here. You purchased this property. So tell me a little bit about the story of how you came upon Nevermore at that
We
time
came
of night.
up, we were, I guess this was during the period when we were renting up here in the winter, and we came up at some point for a picnic with some old friends, Russell Spring, and I guess it was just Russell, wasn't it?
I don't
To
remember.
have a picnic at an abandoned house, and indeed it was abandoned. And I have pictures of that that I've given to Barbara Barrow the other day. And this was, I think, actually in
1959, it must
1957. I have one picture from of
Oh,
this
gosh.
place. So we must have been lurking around here for a while and decided.
Russell said it was his favorite place in town, so he brought us up to have a picnic. Really? Okay.
And when we did finally buy it for, we don't have to get into the prices, but well, yes, I will. We bought 175 acres for, I think, $30,000, and we heard from various real estate people afterwards, or maybe secondhand, that boy, did he get stung. It's, I guess, big old farms were not particularly wanted in Stowe at that point, and it was long before the people buying raw land to put up McMansions, which they now have.
Right. Well, so who did you buy it? You said it had been abandoned. So who owned the property at the time?
Well, it was a Russian architect called Mozeloff, I think is
Mozov.
Mozov, however you pronounce it, and he'd owned it for actually, I will refer you to Barbara Barrow and the Historical Society, because I've given them the whole chronology of the thing going back to the very first land grants, which we have records of, and going on. Various people owned it. The architect was who redid probably the put in all his knotty pine paneling all over, and I don't know what happened or why he wanted to sell, but he was trying to sell it, and we ended up buying it. But before that, there had been a farmer called Proul, Proulx.
No, it's Peru. It was like Peru, but they pronounce it Pru.
Well, how do you spell it?
Peru.
No, that's, well, anyway, we'll have a little family discussion of that. But the records, Barbara Barrow has all that information, because
Okay.
I found some sort of a certificate saying he was allowed to sell milk in the area. And the certification, I know, came from New Hampshire, which was sort of interesting. But and I think, anyway, to me, it was an unpronounceable name.
Right. So, who facilitated the real estate transaction? Who did
Peter
you?
Dresser was the
Broker.
broker.
Okay. All right. And so then, why Nevermore? You've named your property
Oh,
Nevermore.
that's gets to be a long story. It was at one point we spent a lot of time in England looking at country houses and all, and got into the 18th century English landscaping and the concept of a Garden of Eden, and it somehow that all went back to the Nevermore concept, but it did not come from Edgar Allan Poe's poem, which we people think, and that's all. It's not a bad way to look at it either.
Sure.